All that shit you say. Alright, brother.
What? Now this is the tale of a murderer who comes from the Caucasus Hills.
Thanksgiving.
Robbed and stoned and killed for greed and packed us on slave ships.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Took us off to stolen land. It seemed like hell for sure.
Happy Thanksgiving.
With the crack and guns, death and disease, they call for a new order.
Happy Thanksgiving.
No rules, no need to smoke, not a single luxury.
Yeah.
If not for the bloodshed that it costs, the struggle would be lost.
Say it again.
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 Welcome. First week in December. I am Julian. As always, I'm joined by Big Black, and this is your Minority Sports Report.
What up, everybody? Hey, everybody chilling, doing the damn thing.
Yep, living the life. I am
living la vida loca.
Yes.
Oh,
Ricky can do that now that he's out. He can really live the crazy.
Oh yeah, he can, because it's just like the 80s. Cocaine and bad makeup everywhere.
But as always, we got a week's worth of sports to talk about.
Okay, let's be real.
And
a week worth of football.
A week worth of football
and other shit
and some other stories peppered in. But really, we record on Sunday, so we're going to talk football because that's what America wants. You know, that's what we're hoping.
Jason.
But we got a big dummy of the week this week, coaches edition.
Yeah.
And so, John, what do you want to start out with? Talk about Thursday slate of games.
We can. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. It was probably better than mine. I was working, but you know, it's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do. Follow the podcast on Twitter at TMS Report, and follow me at The Beatnik. I'll tell you how to spell it. And follow him at Julian C. Mitchell. Now on a big business. I didn't watch a single game on Thanksgiving because I was either eating or in a car.
I watched what I could. I watched a good portion of the Green Bay Detroit game, and let me just say, I love Aaron Rodgers. He is like, I have a man crush on Aaron Rodgers.
Man crush.
But man, Green Bay is lost without him.
Oh fuck yeah.
It's just, you know, they can't buy a win with Matt Flynn, you know. I didn't mean that to rhyme.
Yeah.
Oh. But that's what happens. That's what happens when you predicate your offense around one individual. And if that one individual is gone, then your team is gone.
Yep.
Because there's only so much Green Bay can do without Aaron Rodgers. Because, I mean, they don't really have any receivers that are worth a damn. I mean, they got Jordy Nelson, but... You know, he's as a Jordy Nelson fantasy owner, I can tell you he ain't been doing shit.
Well, Aaron's not there either.
Since Aaron's not there.
Aaron.
Yeah, and you know, Larry Fitzgerald is only as good as the guys throwing to him, I suppose. But it's still, you know, and the Lions take command of the NFC North, but they're also like the only team that, you know, has their starting quarterback, who isn't, you know, Christian Ponder.
Christian!
Because, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is out, Cutler's out, and, you know, it's...
What was the score of that game?
40-10.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah, I think it was, like, the first time in a few years, though, that the Lions have won on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, because I know they played the Pats a few times. And obviously, we all know how that turned out. Because yeah. Detroit's still trying to be a good team. They're almost there. Almost.
And then, at the other traditional, the Cowboys played. They played the hated Oakland Raiders.
Everybody loves Oakland Raiders.
Everybody loves Oakland Raiders. 24-31. But, you know, it was Dallas is now, I think... in the top of their division. And Oakland is now at 4-8 and looking to see what kind of pick they're going to get next year. Because, yeah.
They're definitely in the running.
Well,
They're definitely in the running for that.
Yeah, Dallas is on top of the division because they have won all of their division games.
Yeah, no, that's...
They're 4-0 in the division, so they must own the tiebreaker over Philly, who has the same record as them.
Well, yeah, they're 4-0 in the division. No, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, so that's that.
That's that, and then there was one more game, right?
Yeah, Baltimore and the Steelers. Another classic matchup. Traditionally, but it was the now 5-7 Steelers scoring 20 points versus the 6-6 Baltimore Ravens scoring 22. And I don't know, it's just...
So was that in it with safety? Well, no, you don't have to look it up. No. Like 22-20 is just such an odd score to end the game. But it's happened several times this season.
Yeah, I mean... Well, either way.
Either way.
So, Ben Roethlisberger is pretty... I don't know. They could sneak away, depending on how the Bengals turned out. They won today, though, so...
Yeah, they beat San Diego.
Yeah, they beat San Diego.
10-17.
So we going to talk about that game?
I didn't see that game.
Nobody saw that game.
Oh, snap. But yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. At this point in the season, there are a lot of games like... Is anyone talking about the Jacksonville-Cleveland game? Jacksonville won, by the way.
Oh my, yeah, that's right. What, 32-28 or some shit?
32-28.
Yeah, 32-28, yeah.
So Jacksonville's won, you know, 3 out of their last 4.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, but it's still Jacksonville.
It's still Jacksonville.
Carolina stomped on Tampa Bay.
Oh.
Carolina's kind of running away to that division, I think.
Yeah, 27-6. That's a beatdown.
Yeah.
Beatdown.
Which actually leads us to one of the funniest things I have ever seen. I think it's on par with the butt fumble, honestly.
Quarterback, it is good.
Quarterback Mike Bennett loses the ball without anyone touching him. He just kind of drops it. He's going to make a throw and just drops the ball. And then the defender just comes and picks it up. So that's the kind of team you're dealing with, Tampa Bay. Look forward to your draft pick because you'll be in the top 5, I imagine.
Didn't that happen to Peyton Manning last week, too?
Ooh, it might have.
I think it totally did. I think he was running away because he was startled. He didn't want to get hit, and the ball just fell out of his goddamn hands. Yeah, take that, Denver fans. Oh, but you guys won today.
We won today. We can talk about that. Yeah. We can talk about how the Broncos are in a commanding lead of the AFC West now.
Now, absolutely.
Now.
Yeah.
But now they have 2 games over the Chiefs. Yeah, it's a 1-game lead, but essentially it's a 2-game lead.
Right, because they won the 2.
Yeah, they swept the series.
Yeah.
So the Broncos have the inside track for home field advantage. Not that that means anything in the NFL.
Yeah.
Home field advantage is bullshit.
It is. It really is.
I mean, maybe in Seattle.
No, and the altitude here is definitely a huge
factor. Yeah, but it's still like today's athletes really.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them do high altitude training or simulated high altitude training.
Yeah, but I mean, yes, home field matters. It matters.
Yeah, it matters, but not like it used to.
No, it's not like, you know, not getting on a bus.
Getting rocks thrown at your bus.
But the Broncos... Because
you're from Pittsburgh.
Broncos at 10-2.
10-2.
A fine record.
That is a pretty fine record.
In first place in the AFC West and in the AFC.
Period.
Overall. We cannot lose another game because I don't know if the Pats are going to lose another game.
I don't know.
And yeah. The second the Broncos lose a game, Pats win the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
But
if that happens.
But both schedules are pretty soft for both teams.
Pretty soft.
Speaking of New England Patriots, your team won today. They beat the lowly Houston Texans in a bit of a thriller.
Yeah, and Texans aren't lowly because they lose close games. Oh, you know. Yeah, they're
a lot of moral victories. A lot of moral victories, you know.
No, there are no moral victories because they haven't won more than 2 games. Like, it sucks for them, but it's like, you know, it's their offense can't keep up with anyone, and that's where they lose. You know,
come on, Casey Keenum.
Case Keenum.
He's the answer.
Case Keenum. He's weird. That's a weird name. He's not weird. He just got a weird name. But they beat the 31-34. Oh, the Broncos. What that score was? What?
Oh, that was 35-28.
107-4. That's what everybody in Denver was hoping for. It was like a Madden blowout.
Well, you can hope for one thing. You can be realistic about it. I was saying maybe a touchdown.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was—a touchdown.
Because I was supposed to be at that game. I was supposed to be at the game. And Paul Metzger, I know you don't listen to this, so whatever. Fuck you. You didn't get the goddamn tickets when you were supposed to.
Get the goddamn tickets next time, pussy.
But that's beside the point.
Beside the point. We still had a good time.
Still a good time. Still a great game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
It was a good game. New England, also a good game. They were down.
It was good, yes.
They were down at halftime. They were
again,
down.
Again, it was what, 7-10?
17-7.
17-7, yeah. There was a 10-point difference. Sorry, I screwed that up. Yeah, I knew. Yeah, and then same thing happened like last week.
Second half adjustments.
Same score.
But that dovetails into a bigger story about the game and Houston's complaints about losing.
Not Houston, a player.
A player.
This is Antonio Smith? Smith.
Yeah.
I can't remember his freaking first name.
Texans have now lost 10 straight.
Yeah. And that's nobody's fault. He's like, oh, when we do new things that we've never done before and the offense knows how to counteract it, I think that's suspicious. I'm like, no, I think that's just playing a great coach and a very seasoned quarterback. You know, you can't really trick a couple of quarterbacks in this league because... You can, but it doesn't happen often.
Or it happens once, and then they...
And that's it.
Yeah, and Brady's one of those guys.
So he's insinuating that, you know, the Patriots were cheating. They somehow got footage of what they were doing. And it's just like, it's not a direct quote, but it's damn close. He said, how do you have a lead in halftime, and then all of a sudden lose that lead? Motherfucker, y'all been doing that for 10 games. You know, it happened last week against the Broncos. Like they were, come on, like the fact that you're insinuating someone's cheating because you guys are fucking losing at home.
Yeah, it's kind of lacks credibility.
Like, it really does. It really does. Especially when it happened to a great team last week.
Yeah.
And it happens all the time. And it happened with the game with the goddamn Skins and Giants.
Yeah.
They were up, it was 14-7 at halftime?
Yeah, something like that.
I think, or maybe 17-14, something like that. You know, yeah, granted it was a field goal, but Houston was up 10 points. That's a field goal and a touchdown. You mean to tell me Tom Brady can't give you a field goal and a touchdown? Yeah. Please. Please, Houston, your offense sucks. That's what's going on. Your defense is incredible, but still not good enough to stop people from scoring.
The Redskins have been mathematically eliminated.
That is right. The Redskins have been mathematically eliminated from
the playoffs. 3-9. So who saw that coming?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Farmers.
Everybody.
Farmers' moms.
I don't know. There are less games to talk about because there are less games that matter at this point in the season.
Right.
I mean, like we said, nobody's
going to... No, we're going to playoff mode, man. We're shifting gears. This is playoff mode pretty much.
So let's talk about logistics of playoffs.
Ooh.
So.
Have fun, my nigga. I'm going along with this ride.
All right. So currently.
I'm having fun. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Currently, the AFC playoffs would be Denver, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, New England. With Denver, New England, the top two seeds, and Indianapolis and Cincinnati, the last two. With the wild cards being Kansas City and...
The Ravens?
Yeah, it'd be the Ravens right now. Baltimore at 6-6.
So fucking crazy.
But with a lot of other teams in the hunt. And the NFC playoffs at this point would be Dallas, Detroit, New Orleans, Seattle... With the wild cards being San Francisco and Carolina.
I really hate to say this.
And Carolina would be the fifth seed. San Francisco would be the eighth seed, or the sixth seed.
So, like, man, I can really see the Saints running the table, you know?
Yeah, but it, I think...
Or fucking...
Which is why, okay...
Cam Newton's team.
This is why tomorrow night's game has huge implications for NFC playoffs.
Oh, okay, what's tomorrow's game
again? It's the fucking Saints versus the...
Oh, yeah, the Seahawks.
So, I think they're vying for number one seed in the NFC.
It is.
And they're deciding whether or not that road goes through New Orleans or through Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh. Every team in the NFC is hoping that that road goes through New Orleans.
Oh, of course, man. It's loud as shit in the Georgia Dome, but it's not... The
Superdome.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, fucking... All those damn domes down there in Georgia.
But,
Super. In
the Superdome.
It's loud, but it is not designed to be loud.
It's not designed to be that loud. It's also not Seattle in January.
Ugh, fuck, I know. Oh my god. Ugh.
So
wet, so cold.
That has huge implications. Today's games between the Broncos and the Chiefs decided who is going to be first or second and fifth seed, pretty much.
No, it was first and fifth.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know,
yeah.
barring something unforeseen.
Yeah, no, as of right now,
the first, this is what the first versus the fifth seed. Yeah. I mean, because no other team is going to catch the Broncos or the Chiefs for that first wild card spot. Unless the Chiefs completely implode after three straight losses.
Mm. Oh my god, it has been three straight losses.
Yeah.
Oh, sleeper team.
Three straight division losses, too.
But hey, that's what happens when you play... Well, fuck, Phillip Rivers was doing... He was just like old Phillip Rivers for a few weeks.
Yeah, but okay, they play at Washington, win. At Oakland, win. Indianapolis comes to KC.
I don't know, man. I really...
I'm going to take the Chiefs, but I'm not going to say it by much. But, I don't know. The Colts beat the Chiefs. Or the Colts beat the Broncos. So.
No, that's what I mean. It's like, there's...
And then it's at San Diego. That's a toss-up.
Out of their last four games, they're two they should definitely win.
Yeah, there's two that they should definitely win. I think there's two that are toss-up. It's at Indianapolis at Arrowhead and then Kansas City at San Diego. But three of their last four games are on the road. That's rough.
Yeah, that is pretty rough. But again, like, you know, if you can do it going into the playoffs, man, that shit helps because you're not used to being cozy.
Oh, yeah, no, and you're battle-tested.
Yeah. But fuck. There was another game that I wanted to talk about.
Monday night, Arizona, Chicago.
Oh, man. The game tonight. Oh shit, yeah, Chicago too.
Chicago at 6-6, lost in overtime to Minnesota, who is at 3-8-1.
And there was a minute and 40 seconds left to the game. When they made that field goal. Yeah. So it was almost in the fucking tie.
Minnesota could have had another tie, which would have been ridiculous. Then Chicago would have been 5-6-1.
Yeah.
And the NFC North would have been ridiculous.
Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. It went to OT. And that was good for the Vikings ended up winning that, right?
Yeah, the Vikings won in overtime. Kickoff or field goal.
Kickoff field goal. Hero squad.
A thing called Hero Squad?
Yeah.
Do you get a prize for marksmanship?
And sand racing. Oh, man.
Oh, but I would be remiss. Are we done talking NFL?
Wait, no. Yeah, fuck it.
Because, I mean, we talked about tomorrow night's game. We talked about...
Yeah. Let's go.
So, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the giant... We never talk college football. We never talk college football.
No,
but
we don't.
I saw a... Or witnessed a ridiculous play.
Ridiculous.
ridiculous play in...
yeah, that shit was fucking crazy.
In college football when Auburn played Alabama. Auburn is the number 4 team in the nation. Alabama is number 1. Alabama was heavily favored.
Bama!
And it came down to the wire, and Alabama decided to go for a long field goal, like a really long field goal,
yeah,
with their kicker who had been screwing up
all night.
It was a long field goal, and he kicks it up, and it doesn't make it, and it's returnable, and the guy is like 8 yards into the end zone, and he scores a touchdown, and when they kicked it, there was 1 second left, so when he caught the ball, there's no time on the clock. Whenever he goes down, the play is done, the game goes into overtime. But no, he runs it back 108 yards to beat them.
Yeah, to take the... Stole that shit, man.
To steal the game, to secure a spot in the championship game, denying Alabama its shot at history and 3 straight championships in a row, which has never been done in the history of college football. Which, okay, I'm kind of dovetail this into why I liked it. A, it was a really cool and amazing play, like nuts. But also, I like seeing Alabama lose. And I have no stake in college football.
Yeah, no, man, that's just...
I didn't want them to win 3 straight championships in a row, and...
I don't know if it's human nature or not, but it's like, after a while, you want to see the big dog get taken down. You do. You do, you know? And, you know, fuck, I don't give a shit either, but I'm glad Alabama lost, because I'm tired of everybody talking about Alabama.
Yeah, no, and also, I was... I was watching the game with my dad, and he asked me, he said, well, who are you rooting for? And I said, Auburn, I guess. And he said, you guess? And I said, well, you know, I'm not particularly invested, but I was like, I suppose more of the state of Alabama will be upset if Alabama loses. So I am more okay with that. And that's why I rooted for Auburn, and it was an amazing play. I don't know if you'll ever see it again in the history of college football, but... yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah, man, that shit is...
It doesn't happen. So they knocked Alabama off. Alabama cannot play for the national championship. Because they will not play in their championship game. So that's done for them. So when people are like, man, did you see that Alabama game? You can say no. Or you can say yes and lie about it and just say what I just said.
Yep.
But...
yeah.
I want to talk about Big Dummy of the Week.
Big Dummy?
Coach's Edition.
Coach's Edition, Big Dummy of the Week.
Because both Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Jason Kidd got in trouble this week for basically interfering with the game. I don't know. John, you saw the Jason Kidd stuff. What are your thoughts?
I did. You know what? Let me pull that up, and I'm gonna look for the Mike Tomlin shit as well, because I need to see that. But my first reaction to the Jason Kidd shit was, that's funny, he dropped his drink, but I didn't see the whole video. And then I saw the whole video, and it's basically Jason Kidd telling some player, because I don't know who the fuck he is. I probably do know who he is, but I don't.
Jason Kidd is the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, the head coach tells a player, you can read his lips, he says, hit me.
And then hit the player me. Runs into him.
And then the player bumps into him, and all this ice and drink just falls on the court. And Jason Kidd's like, oh my God, we gotta get this cleaned up. Somebody get over here and fire it up. You know, and
so they call a timeout.
Yeah.
Well, no,
they had no timeouts.
They had no timeouts, but he needed to drop a play. So he encouraged a player to jump into him. He intentionally spilled his drink, causing, like, you know, the guys with the mops to come out and fucking clean it up, and they stopped the play so that they basically had a timeout. He is now getting fined $50,000 for that.
Oh my God.
And, but, yeah. And then the flip side, the football side, is Mike Tomlin, who, during Thursday night's game against the Ravens, Jacoby Jones gets a long pass, or is returning a kick for, from that the Steelers had kicked. And Mike Tomlin is like half a yard like onto the field, like looking at the big screen as Jacoby Jones is like running down the field. And then he like, Jacoby Jones is basically going to run into Mike Tomlin and has to kind of like go around him and slow down. And he basically gets caught because of that.
Yeah. That's...
And Mike Tomlin kind of like shuffles out of the way the last minute, but it's still like, you know, he impeded the progress of the player. But they're talking an equal fine, if not more, maybe $100,000 to $250,000.
Ooh, my God.
But they might alleviate that by putting most of it on the Steelers. Like the Steelers get fined $100,000 and he gets fined $50,000.
Oh, Jesus, that is still crazy.
So
I'm trying to find this goddamn play.
But
man, okay. Not to deviate, but I'm gonna deviate. That reminds me. Remember that the Jets coach?
Oh yeah.
That
the wall thing?
Yeah, he had fucking like stuck his foot out and basically tripped the dude.
That's what they're saying, is like,
Nah, and that shit is crazy to me.
Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up.
That shit is crazy to me. But hopefully Julian can find this, so I'm just gonna drag this along.
Alright.
The Jason Kidd shit was retarded. Like it was stupid. Like you're a professional, dude. You're a pro. I can't not tell you I don't know if I've ever seen anyone as a coach do that, you know? Any head coach and like, you know, like could you imagine like Doc Rivers or like fucking
George Carl,
not even, yeah.
Phil Jackson?
Yeah, that's the guy I was thinking of.
You think Phil Jackson?
Phil Sims, Jesus. Phil Jackson, even the Van Gundys,
yeah.
You know, like, they would never do some absurd shit like that. I'm going to spill a drink on the court.
No, and it's just, it seems crazy to me that a coach would do that. And, like, not
realize. And that to me shows me, like, that to me proves that Jason Kidd's not ready to be a head coach. You doing some shit like that, you need to just walk away from basketball for a few years or sit behind a desk and have a camera in front of you. You know, I honestly don't support Jason Kidd at all because he's a fucking wife beater. So fuck him. You know, if I find out people like known
spouse abusers, I can find lots of videos talking about these.
Yeah, no, I found a lot of videos talking about it, but I didn't see any videos of it. So I really can't say, man. I really can't say. I've only seen the Jason Kidd video. And to me, that's stupid. So, I'm going to say Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd, alright, hold on, let me.
I have to say Jason Kidd because.
Okay, so like, there's like how far he was out. And like, Jacoby Jones is like running along the sideline, like right along the sideline. And he has to like go around him.
Well, yeah. I would, yeah, just seeing that still image, I would have to say that is the bigger dummy because that really affected the game.
Yeah.
Like, in real time, like, that shit had immediate results versus, you know, Jason Kidd, they still lost. Jason Kidd just looks like a fucking fool because he is a big dummy.
Yeah.
Who's just the champ right now for this week.
But
I'm going to have to... I don't know, dude. I'm going to go with Tomlin because even if he wasn't aware...
I think Tomlin should have known better.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Jason Kidd,
if he wasn't aware, you should fucking know.
Because it's like, I don't know. I'm more willing to give Kidd a pass on it because, you know, he is a first-year coach. He's coming off being a player, you know. And there is some transition there.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But...
Absolutely.
But like Mike Tomlin's like a respectable coach who's like
he's a Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, he's a Super Bowl champion coach. And I'm just like, you were standing on the sideline like that and you were watching the big screen and you're like, huh, Jacoby's sure coming at me fast. Maybe I should move.
Nah, fuck that.
Nah, he'll get tackled. Nope, here he is. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Oh, he got tackled.
But anyway. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Tomlin, man.
I would go with Tomlin because I think, you know, I'm more willing to give Kidd the pass because he's the first year coach. Tomlin's a veteran coach. He's a professional. He should be above that kind of shit.
I'm gonna say Tomlin because he should know better. I'm not giving Jason Kidd a pass because he looks like an ass. You shouldn't be doing that.
I'm not saying he isn't. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, to out of the, like, two, I think Tomlin deserves the crown because he should know better.
No, he definitely, like, that's what I mean. Like, Kidd does not get a pass.
No, I'm not saying he gets a pass. I'm just saying I would pick him. That's why I'm picking Tomlin.
Yeah, no, I understand. But I'm like, Jason Kidd, man, you look like a big dummy. But luckily for you, there was an even bigger dummy this week.
Yeah,
because football is a bigger game.
Yeah,
and the consequences are, you know, let's be real about it. It's fucking the NFL. It's not the NBA.
And you know what Roger Goodell loves to do? He loves to hand down fives.
Oh yeah, hit that like a swinger.
That's all Goodell's doing.
There was a. Yep.
Awesome. We were so prepared for this one.
We were.
But thanks for listening.
We are.
I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Peace. This is a short one. This one kind of sucked, but who cares? Thanks for listening.
We'll come back better next week.
Twitter. Yeah, there's a lot of mic movement and all types of crazy shit. But Twitter me at, I'm going to spell it, T-H-E. The, and then you're going to use the numbers 1 and the number 3. So essentially 13. You're not going to spell that. It's just going to be numbers. And then E-A-T as in Thomas and as in nigga, I-K at the Beatnik on Twitter. Follow us at TMSR. Report fucking shit, whatever. Julian, he's at Julian C. Mitchell.
Thanks again.
It's really easy. It's really easy.
Julian C is in cat.
Good.
All right, we're out.
Sing about Hollywood. 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 Sing about Hollywood.
I thought I had it all figured out, I did. I thought I was tough enough to stick it out with Kim, but I wasn't tough enough to juggle two things at once. I found myself laying on my knees in cuffs, which should have been a reason enough for me to get my stuff and just leave. How come I couldn't see this shit myself? It's just me. Nobody couldn't see the shit I felt, knowing damn well she wasn't gonna be there when I failed to catch me. The minute shit was heated, she just fell. I'm standing and swinging, only 30 people by myself. I couldn't even see the millimeter when it fell. Turned around, saw Gary stashing a heater in his belt. Saw the bouncers crush him and beat him to the ground. I just sold 2 million records, I don't need to go to jail. I'm not about to lose my freedom over no female. I need to slow down, try to get my feet on solid ground. So for now,
sing about Hollywood. 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 Sing about, sing about Hollywood. Sing about Hollywood.
Bury my face in comic books, cause I don't wanna look at nothing. This world's too much. I swallowed all I could. If I could swallow a bottle of Tylenol, I would. And in it for good, just say goodbye to Hollywood. I probably should. These problems are piling all at once. Is everything that bothers me? I got it bottled up. I think I'm bottoming out, but I'm not about to give up. I gotta get up. Thank God I got a little girl. Now I'm a responsible father, so not a lot of good. I beat my daughter laying in the bottom of the mud. Must be in my blood, cause I don't know how I do it. All I know is I don't wanna follow in the footsteps of my dad, cause I hate him so bad. The worst fear that I had was growing up to be like his fucking ass. Man, if you could understand why I am the way that I am, what do I say to my fans when I tell them?
Sing about Hollywood. 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 Sing about Hollywood.
I don't wanna quit, but shit, I feel like this is it. For me to have this much, I feel like this is sick. This is not a game, this fame. In real life, this is sick. Publicity stunt my ass, conceal my fucking dick. Fuck the guns, I'm done. I'm never
fucking crazy. Cause all I wanted was to give Haley the life I never had. Instead, I forced us to live alienated, so I'm saying,
sing about Hollywood, 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 sing about. Sing about a Hollywood. Sing about a Hollywood. Good, 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 my Hollywood. Please don't cry for me when I'm gone for good. So good, 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 my Hollywood. Please don't cry.